This is an All Ears English bonus episode. Move the IELTS needle forward in our free web class. Welcome to the All Ears English podcast, downloaded more than 130 million times. We believe in connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Los Angeles and New York City, USA. And to take your learning deeper with real-time transcripts and vocabulary practice, download our app on your iOS device. Go to allearsenglish.com/bonuses. Are you taking IELTS this year? Get signed up for the next free web class. Find out why you need to have great ideas for your essays and how to get them from a former IELTS examiner.
This podcast is sponsored by Indeed. As a business owner myself, I've learned that the most important key to success is having a great team. But it can be time-consuming, reading through tons of resumes. Need to hire a great candidate at your company? Why not eliminate the busy work? Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so that you can connect with candidates faster. Just in the minute that I've been talking to you, 23 hires were made on Indeed, according to Indeed data worldwide. So join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/AEE. Just go to Indeed.com/AEE right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/AEE. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hey, Jessica, how's it going?
It's going pretty good. I am looking forward to our next web class.
Me too. It's going to be awesome. These web classes, man, they are hot. They are H-O-T.
H-O-T. Hot, hot, hot. I wonder if this happens in other countries or cultures. I would be fascinated to know, guys. Tell me on Instagram or in a blog post comment. But you know how, like, in American culture, we would, like, touch a finger to somebody and go, that sound, yeah, like they're sizzling to, like, say yes, something or someone is hot. I wonder if that's just an American thing.
I don't know. That's a really good question. There's a lot of things that I wonder if they're just American or if they're international. I don't know. But I do know that we did one back in January and it was so popular. So many students joined just because it is such a unique experience. It's deeper than a podcast episode, right? We're live. Yeah. It's not recorded. I mean, all these things are special about it.
Guys, this is interacting with us on an entirely different level. It is completely different, guys. I mean, obviously, you know, we're not talking to you live right now. These words were recorded last week, let's say, right?
Yeah.
But guys, when you come to the web class, you get to ask us questions, you get to see our faces, and we teach you more stuff because it's longer. If a podcast is like 10 minutes, the web class goes into much greater detail because it's longer. So you learn so much more.
Oh, for sure, guys. And we try to give you more structure, right? We show you a bit more, get you started on how to implement these things, how to actually go ahead and do it. And now that we have the computer course, it's especially awesome because you guys have a lot of options to get into Three Keys IELTS. But let's talk about what this web class is going to be all about, Jessica. Yeah. Why should our listener? Well, first, when is it? Let's just let our listeners know when it is and how they can sign up before we tell them what we're going to do there.
Good idea. So,
I know.
grab your spot, guys, for February 24th or 25th. It will be Aubrey and I. Guys, you met Aubrey a few weeks ago on the show as well. And if you're listening to IELTS Energy, then you hear her all the time with me on that side. But the web class is February 24th and 25th, and you can sign up and grab your spot before it fills up, guys. allearsenglish.com/writing score.
Yes. And I know a lot of our listeners here on All Ears English, they are getting ready for IELTS at some point this year, right? Because for so many people, it is that last step for the life they want, for the dream life.
Oh my gosh. And you know what, guys? Like, if you're taking the test this year, that is not far off. You know what mm-hmm. I mean? I feel like mm-hmm. if a student's like, oh, I don't have to take it till like the end of the year. No, I still have 6 months or whatever. Ooh. Like, you need to start thinking about this now, guys. So if anything, show up live and see what it's about. See what it takes to yes. get a 7 or higher in writing. Because like, ooh. You guys, there is so much information and it's so hard. But as an ex-examiner, I can tell you exactly what you need to know to get the highest scores.
Yeah, and that's why I'm really glad that the first IELTS webinar of the year is focusing on writing, because totally. We know that that is the thing that holds so many people gosh. Back. They'll get the scores they need in listening, writing, and speaking, yep. but then they won't get what they need in writing, and that's when they come to us and we help them.
Exactly. Right?
So what exactly are our listeners, if they come to this free web class, what are they going to get? What are we going to talk about?
Yeah, so guys, the most common essay to write for IELTS Task 2, the essay that you should write, it's called an argument essay, right? Some mm-hmm. people call it a discussion essay, compare, contrast. It's the same thing. You're discussing two sides of something, right? Mm-hmm. So we're going to teach you about that essay and really focus on making it simple and clear about why these essays get the highest scores. What does it look like to get a 7 or higher when you write this essay? And the big thing, guys, here's like, I can tell you after grading thousands and thousands of essays when I was an examiner and now as I'm still teaching, the number one reason why students get low writing scores is because their ideas in the body paragraphs are weak, just like yes. not strong support, not specific. So we're really going to focus on that skill as well, brainstorming and turning those ideas into a strong essay.
Yeah, I mean, that's why our unique method does offer that as a core piece of that three-step strategy, right, Jessica? If you guys do eventually get into our Three Keys IELTS online course, we do show you that as a core step of the writing module of the writing test, because you have to have that step to have a good essay. You have to come up with ideas.
Exactly, exactly. And yeah, totally. That is the most difficult part for so many students. Yeah. Like in a lot of my classes, right, because teaching personal coach classes, helping students mm-hmm. with the writing, mm-hmm. sometimes I'm like, okay, be honest, how long did it take you to write this essay? They're like, an hour and a half.
Oh no.
So that is really just like, okay, why? Why is it taking so long? And it's not the writing, it's the brainstorming. Like that is what is taking the longest. It is so hard. So guys, let's not complicate stuff this year, right? It's 2020. Yeah. Let's get serious. Let's know exactly what we have to do, how we can get to our goals. And that is what this web class will teach you guys.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Ooh, I love the idea of keeping it simple, but yes. doing exactly what we need to do. That's our theme on our team too this totally. Year at All Ears English. We are simplifying things and we're getting serious. We're going big here. And that's what we want you guys to do for your IELTS score. I love it.
Exactly.
So good.
I just thought of an idiom, guys, that summarizes this idea, move the needle forward. Like yeah. when we're talking about making progress in our lives, guys, right? Like not doing little mm-hmm. actions that don't make any difference, that waste our time, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. Moving mm-hmm. the needle forward. That should be mm-hmm. all of our goals this year, guys.
Yeah, because it's 2020. I mean, I think once we hit this new year, it was a reality check for me. I'm thinking, wow, we're in the 20s now, right?
It's
and
crazy.
It's a new decade and we all need to get serious with what we're doing in life, right?
Yeah.
And I'm sure our listeners are feeling that too.
Yeah, oh, for sure. We are all in this together, you guys. So come show up live. You will get special offers on this web class you cannot get at any other time. So like I said, if you're taking IELTS this year, guys, it's time to learn about this test. It's huge. So sign up now. Grab your spot, allearsenglish.com/writing score.
Love it. All right, Jessica, can't wait to see that web class.
It's
have a good
be
one.
So fun. All right, let's see. Have a good day.
Talk to you soon. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to All Ears English. If you are taking IELTS this year, get your estimated band score with our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/myscore. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then hit subscribe now to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.